Hello, dear boy. Thanks for coming so soon after my call, especially since I was so vague on the phone. Your visits always make me happy. Am I in trouble? You really are perceptive, neighbor. I'm lucky you're such a smart boy. I do need help with something rather delicate. I have a problem that I hope you can help me solve. Well, it's actually embarrassing, and I don't really want to say it. Do you promise not to laugh or make fun of me? Okay, well, let me put it bluntly then. I need to breed. Yes, it's that time for me, for monster girls. It's the spring mating cycle after all, estrus, that kind of thing. It's embarrassing because I'm a mature woman. I thought I was stronger, that I could resist it, but all your Lamia MILF neighbor can think about is being fucked and having my womb filled with seed. I've tried. I've really tried clearing my mind, but every time I think I've succeeded, I find myself thinking of cock, of a big cock pumping into my Lamia pussy. I often think of you. How can I not? You're so handsome and nice. Just a nice boy. A gentle soul who's been so good to me. Who's become my friend. And I know I'm probably different from what you'd typically enjoy. I'm a big serpent woman, but something tells me that you look beyond all that. Beyond my horns and my scales and my thick tail. At first, thinking of you helped, but then I started wanting you. For my breeder to be you. I'm sorry, I know this is a lot to take in. All monster girls have this problem when the weather gets warmer and we see people out and enjoying each other. The need for sex, for having unprotected, passionate sex erases everything else. For me to suddenly call you and demand this of you, it's really not fair to you. I understand if you want to go home. Don't be afraid to say no. I promise that I'm not offended. You're in love with me? My dear neighbor, I can't believe you love me. I mean, I'm an older woman. I'm old enough to be your mother, and I'm a monster girl. I know we've been friendly, but are you sure you love me? Of course I'm in love with you too, silly boy. Can you give me your children, please? Please, please, just breed me. Will you breed your Lamia MILF tonight? I'm taking you to bed, and we'll get off those pants. My cute neighbor's hard and big for his serpent mommy. I can see you're not actually sure how to do it with monster girls. Let me just grasp it and guide it right in for you, sweetheart. Oh, what's the matter? Never had a woman this big handling your cock? Nothing you need to worry about, sweetheart. The size isn't a problem, I assure you. It'll be a tight fit. I was right. Such a snug fit, just like I thought. I'm just so tight. It's been so long since I've had someone inside me properly like this. And I know it feels good for you too, sweet thing. You moaned as you forced yourself in me, pushing into my folds and spreading me out. I'm sorry, sweetie. I know I'm really tight. You have an impressively big cock for a human. You really should have warned me. But even if you're spreading me wide open, I can't wait to adjust any longer. Just come on and fuck me. My tail's moving on its own, coiling around you, pulling you in deeper. I know I'm a lot to handle, so just go at your own pace, hon. Into me. Your hips pressing against mine. You're going so slowly, savoring the feeling of my mature cunt. My serpentine pussy squeezing your cock. Pushing your face into my round breasts. You love these tits, don't you? Don't apologize. Do what you want to me while you fuck me. I never thought you'd love me. You'd love a mature lamia like me. But I can still feel your love by the way you kiss me and thrust in and out of me. Your hands traveling down my body, giving my breast a squeeze as you suck on them. It feels nice when you hold my waist like that. Is it nice to feel how wide my hips are? These are the ideal birthing hips, you know. I'm well designed for breathing. My tail just grabbed you tighter. I need more. Grab me and fuck me harder, neighbor. I need your seed. Pump in and out of me, pound my needy pussy. Please kiss my neck as you thrust into me, pushing yourself in to the hilt. Fuck, you're so good at this. I've never felt this way before. Fuck, just let me hold you close, force you into my chest. Fuck, I want to smother you as you shove your cock into my cervix. Breed me, dear boy. I want to mate with my cute neighbor. Fuck, my tail's going crazy. I can feel my mind beginning to melt. I'm getting close. Fuck, my pussy's sucking you in, clenching down on you. I just felt you throb inside me. Do you want to make me a mother? Oh, yes. Make a hot, sticky mess in my pussy. Oh, please, please flood my womb with seed. Oh, sir. Fuck, neighbor. Come on. Fuck a baby into me. Make me big and round for you. Make me your mate for life, handsome boy. It's so warm and sticky. Painting me white, huh? Oh, come on. You don't have to stop. I want to feel you keep thrusting for me. Keep stuffing me with seed. But you must be exhausted after this. I won't make you. It's okay, honey. You can rest now. Come here. There you go. Just lay on top of me. I've got you. I've got you. Cuddle with me, sweetheart. Just let me hold you nice and close as I play with your hair. You know, this may be a fling for you, but this means everything to me. Finding love at this point in my life, having the sweet human boy next door fucking me and breeding me. I'm so happy that I can't even tell you. I'm your serpentine MILF, and soon the mother of your children. Just sleep with me here. Lay with me as you recover. So I can become the woman you deserve. Maybe even the wife you deserve. Well, I shouldn't get ahead of myself, but if you end up knocking me up, you should take responsibility. Right, little human?